Supply chain specialist Chris Swerzy described some of the functions and activities of his not-for-profit trade association called the Brewers Association. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
With supplemental funding from industry, over time, public hop breeding has been a very successful partnership between the government and industry. Over time, that capacity has declined. There were three full-time equivalent breeders back in the 70s and I think into the early 80s, one in Washington, one in Oregon, and one in Idaho. These were USDA employees. And now we're down to about less than one half of a full-time equivalent hop breeder. When the industry is growing very fast at a time when the number of brewers is approaching 6,000 U.S. breweries. And so our association really felt like it was important to reinvigorate public hop breeding to continue that steady supply of public varieties. Our association was founded in the late 70s by Charlie Papazian, and it really got its roots on the home brewing side at first and then expanded into the professional brewing side. And really the rise of our association follows the meteoric rise of small and independent brewers in the U.S. who have been very successful over time. And our association really is focused on protecting them and promoting them and also helping them with their strategic needs. The number one strategic need there being access to ingredients. Our association has grown to be able to provide that kind of support.
The U.S. hop and brewing industries currently support over 360,000 jobs.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.